Yeah, well, I was going all right before I come in. I was working, like, I pushed a barrow since I could walk, concrete and that, so. Okay. But there's a new thing out here, it's called Warragunya, and plus another place, some other mob, they're doing a mill, and they're giving us work as we walk out the gate. In Manda Dandy, that gives us work on the roads, there's construction, I think, out here, down there, so. And all their brothers have got the opportunity too. Like, there's a few things lined up. With the language and stuff, I know what we're talking about here, it's, like, I've seen the Gono Kunai language here through the brothers here, Uncle Brooks in that, they showed me, it's like an inch thick. Like, there's that much documents on it compared to other mobs, like, they've got nothing, you know. They just got to get into the schools. Like, I know up in Sydney, they're doing it now, especially drug country like Western Sydney. They're doing it in schools now. They're actually teaching them, like, up north, practicing it down there. So hopefully they bring it down in the primary schools. Well, like they're carrying on about the Captain Cook, piss him off and get the Pemaway up. You know, Pemaway and the Oyster Bay tribe up there, they punched on for 10, 15 years of guerrilla warfare against the resistance. They're the first resistance fighters of our mob, you know what I mean? Should be taught. I think they're going to push it towards it, so hopefully they do. The young rappers coming through, like, or Birds and all them.
Barker's
just come through, Baker Boy. You know, they all sing and Truth, man. It's good. I think to get up and stand up and show up, like, especially in here, like, we need a voice for starters, because every time it happens, we have all these people coming in, ministers, all these people. Like, I've done 10 years, my first leg, and when I was probably young fella's age, from 23 to 33, and I've seen nothing change. And I had a 7-year break, I got out, I made two beautiful little girls, had a bit of a relapse, you know, because on the anniversary of something certain, you know, and here I find myself back here again. But I come back in here, same place. Yeah, there's a couple of new buildings, but there's nothing else has changed. I've got a late brother, I've done a bit of time with Mick. He's passed away now, he's from Gunnery Kunai land. And it happened just around here, local sale, young Mick. Yeah, I shed a tear for him and his family. With respect to them. And a brother up in Sydney Ways, Reynolds, from inside, he buzzed up, needed asthma puffer, and they was in, I think, Sydney jail up there. And they just denied it, and then, yeah, he died, you know. He was a gun footy player. I played rugby with him. Like, my old man coached us down there in Bundjalung country. He was a young fella. He had talent, mate. He'd done the Aboriginal dances and done that, but he just fell out of... He went into jail. It was just a short jail sentence, and they took his life. Mm. Yeah, and he's one of the few that started that, along with Hickey, you know what I mean? Yeah, Nathan Reynolds. I'll say he's passed away. Let him rest in peace now. Yeah. Yeah. Respect to his family too. Yeah. Then along with when they get out, it's the same thing as in and out. Like, if you don't have that guidance when we get out, where does it go? It comes back in here again. Whack a thing on your ankle and go, well, we know where you are. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
Not come out and go, all right, well, do you want a job? This is what you got to do. You got to go to this meeting. Yeah, you got to come to a piss test, but, yeah, well, come and take me to work or whatever. You know, I mean, get me head start so it doesn't come back in. Yeah. Young brother boy Sid was here before at the big meeting, and he said to the minister, he goes, if we've got something to get out to, I wouldn't come back to this joint.
I agree.
He goes, I've been in and out for 15 years. That's and he's true. Straight up. He goes, and you know, Uncle Sid's been here for years, you know what I mean? He's still coming, still a deadly footy player, still doing what he's doing, but just same thing, gets out, hasn't got that. Like, all the programs out there, they get me wrong, they're all kicking up, but no one's there to grab you when you walk out the door. But no. They're there to grab you for a piss test.
or lock you back up again.
There has to be more.
And much more focus on when...
Just because you don't ring, they should... That's right, stop building the jails and do more, you know, more for us. I can name 20 brothers off me top of my head right now that can't get out because we can't go to our address.